Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
At Liverpool in action tonight. It's the EFL Cup. It's quarterfinal time. Let's find out whether John Dernan thinks they'll go all the way. Morning to you, Derns.
Good morning, Steve.
So another final. Is it possible for Liverpool in this competition?
Well, I can't see why not. You don't get, when I say no disrespect to these, but if you're going to have someone at home, it's going to be a Championship club, surely. I mean, I think he might make changes. He'll have a strong side, but I think he might tinker a bit, one or two changes, but it doesn't get any better. I think Leeds are up and down at the moment, so probably a good time to play them.
How far do you tinker when you're in the quarterfinals of a competition? Because their managers are relatively happy to do it until they get to the latter stages. Is the quarterfinals sort of a semi-tinker?
Yeah, when I say tinker, like I said, I don't think there'll be more than two, three changes if that. Like you said, it's a chance to get in the semi-finals of a major trophy in England. You've got no European football to hinder them, so why not? I mean, will he ask players, do you want to play? I don't think that's the style. I think it'll be you playing when I put you on the sheet, and that's it.
So the other teams in the competition still, you've got Hull against Newcastle. Imagine a Liverpool-Newcastle final. Imagine a Klopp-Rafa Benitez final. It might happen, you never know. But the other teams play tomorrow. There's still some strong ones left in Arsenal, Southampton. So that's 7:45 tomorrow. Manchester United against West Ham. There's still some big teams in this competition.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a foregone conclusion, Steve. The fact is, you look at them ties and who do you want, Newcastle or Hull. I think actually Hull might beat them. I really do. I know Newcastle flying, they had a bit of a dodgy result. Maybe they had their mind on this on Saturday. But I wouldn't be surprised if Hull did beat them. Newcastle are the form side. Like you said, West Ham, Man United, who would you rather play? I think I'd rather play West Ham because I think United, you saw the United game up the weekend against West Ham. I think they had a bit of luck, West Ham. I think, you know, one of them chances going for United, I think that game's 4-5. And we've got to play them soon, so I'd rather play West Ham than United.
You think United are improving at the moment? We had this conversation on the Legends last night, and of course Everton have got United next, and it's a must-win game for Everton, really. But United themselves have got to the stage where they've got to put some three-pointers on the board.
Of course, if you're asking me now, like you said, I think United might beat Everton. Everton aren't playing well at the moment, for whatever reason it is. I thought they were poor against Southampton. United are showing signs, I think he knows what his best side is now, I think. And if he can play that week in, week out and get a bit of a run together, they'll be dangerous because if they do get on a bit of a run, you've got some good players to maintain that form. But he's under pressure a bit, I think. Such a big club, and I think it's their worst start for 27 years, someone said. So, with a club like that, I mean, it's unbelievable, especially when you've got a manager like that, everyone thinking he's going to take them back up. But as you can see, it's not easy.
Now, I'm presuming tonight for Liverpool, Divock Origi will probably start this game. I thought he'd have played more football this season, but actually you can't argue with the manager with what he's done. But he showed at the weekend when he came on just how effective he can be. Still only 21, and I think Liverpool have got a real gem there. And it's brilliant to have him as just part of a larger squad.
I think you've just hit the nail on the head. He's 21, doesn't want to rush him. He's done really well until he got his injury in the last season. I think if he starts playing well and gets in the form that he's capable of, and the glimpses we've seen, I think, like you said, he could be a big asset, especially when Mane goes away in the cup over Christmas and the New Year period. And if he's on form, I think it's a bonus for us. So, yeah, I can't see why not. He shouldn't play tonight.
Because maybe we're just starting to see a few little cracks in the setup. We thought we had this supremely deep squad. Coutinho's sort of pictured today with his boot on and 6 weeks out. Lallana's still a sort of hit and miss as to when he'll be back. Firmino even got a little injury last week. You mentioned Mane, he's missing for January. All of a sudden, you're thinking to yourself, oh, perhaps we do need a few of those fringe players.
Of course we do. If you want to go the whole season, you're not going to go the whole season without injuries. And it's how you adapt and how you cope with them injuries. And like you said, there's some major players there that are injured. So it's up to the squad players to go, hang on, you know, show them I deserve to be in the team when I'm put in. And can they keep their place? I mean, that's what squad players are for, and that's what the incentive is. If you demand you put you in, you've got to prove to give them a headache to not take you out.
Derns, how many do you think feasibly can you take out of that Liverpool side that were running rampant against Watford and still sort of maintain that style of football, if that makes sense?
Might be three.
So if you took Mane and Lallana out,
they'd
struggle? Or Firmino and Lallana? Or Firmino and Coutinho?
Firmino and Coutinho. I think Firmino now, I mean, we had question marks about him, especially I did when he first came to the club and whatever. Again, he was a young lad, but you question. But he's just stepped up to the plate. He looks better and better. He looks stronger, looks fitter. His work ethic is unbelievable. So, yeah, I think we've got another gem there. I think it's just like keep away from injuries. I think he's enjoying his football. But like you said, if you take these kind of players out your side, then you're struggling with the attacking format that we have. We're so strong and quick going forward. But little thing of light, we didn't concede at the weekend. So, you know, things might be looking up in the defensive department, so we don't have to score so many goals.
Well, they could. Robbie was pointing out on the Twitter yesterday, and he said two clean sheets on the row. No one's talking about this, but that's something to celebrate for Liverpool.
Well, like I just said, I mean, you don't have to score 2-3 to win the game because we've conceded. You keep a clean sheet, one goal wins you the game. Simple as that. And, you know, that's all it takes. And like you said, it took a while for us to break down Sunderland because teams are going to come to Liverpool and play that defensively. But it's how you unmask and how you're going to get the benefit, how you're going to unlock them defences. So I'm sure one goal and you keep a clean sheet, like you say, you get your 3 points.
Aldo made a great point on the Legends last night. We'll re-listen to a bit of it after the top of the hour. And he says he thinks that Jurgen Klopp won the game for Liverpool at the weekend because Anfield was like a library until Jurgen had his tantrum, basically, you know, told the crowd, get yourselves together and give this team a bit more support. And actually, he's probably right to an extent, isn't he?
Yeah, I think everyone's saying that. He definitely, I've been at Anfield and it's, like you said, it's like, you couldn't hear a pin drop. And that's happened a few times in the few years come. And like, it needed something like that. And it was brilliant. We responded and the team responded. And that's what happens. And you can make an atmosphere like that. We all know what an atmosphere is like at Anfield. And a fully charged Anfield atmosphere is unbelievable to play with. So, yeah, I think it stirred the crowd up. And I think the manager really, really did earn his corn on Saturday.
So you think Leeds won't be too much of a problem tonight? Is this going to be straightforward?
Oh, no, it's not going to be straightforward. Don't get me wrong. They showed glimpses of form, a bit of a run. But they just had a slippery slope the last couple of games as where they haven't got the desired results. But they did show improvement. So whether, again, this team have tonight on their mind and they've underperformed or whatever, it could easily be done. But I wouldn't say it was an easy game, but I would expect us to be, if you want to get into that final, you'd expect to beat Leeds at home.
Dern, thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, Steve.
John Dern in there, former Red striker.
Steve Hoddersall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.